Barry likes it.
Yeah.
All right, let's break nice. Here, and when we come back,
that was the high point of the trip. The trip had a bit of a medical emergency on it as well.
No. And it's always nice to have a medical emergency in a nice third world country.
Well, you know, it's not. It's a nice island, but I mean, but it still was. You know, I think it's a very educated place, Bermuda. But the fact is, you're in a foreign country, and you've got to get medical, emergency medical attention.
Most of the people that you came in contact with, were they well spoken?
Amazingly so. It's fascinating. It really was. And I said everything worked out well, and then they went fine. Well, then fine.
That's nice, dear.
Yes, that's nice. That's nice. Yeah, look at that multi-million-dollar jet. That's isn't that nice? Didn't you enjoy? Isn't that nice? Isn't that? Oh, that's a little scarier, isn't it, than flying the regular planes? Got that too.
Oh, really?
Yep.
What'd you say?
I said no.
No, they're great pilots.
Mom,
it's a private jet.
Although we will, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
So let's get on with the show, the best of Rupert Pupkin. So close your eyes and imagine it's exactly 6 o'clock, you're standing in the wings, and we hear Lou Brown and the orchestra strike up your theme song.
And now, from New York, it's the Jerry Langford Show, with Jerry's guests, Richard Pryor, Ben Gazzara, Elizabeth Ashley, Carol Burnett,
and the comedy find of the year, making his television debut, Rupert Pupkin, the new
Rupert.
King of comedy.
Rupert, I'm
hello.
Crazy.
Say hello to
you.
Yeah,
Mom. You fell asleep. Lower it. What's the matter with you?
Mom!
Take it easy. Lower it.
I'm not going to lower it. I have to do this now.
I don't mind you playing it, but lower it.
Oh. The Don and Mike Show.
Mike and his mom.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
They're great.
You don't have to be an idiot to understand Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Nope. But I've been an idiot. Go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. It's there for you all the time. All the
right.
Downloads and the daily recaps and a lot of good links and pictures in today's daily download segment. Also, just it's nothing to do with anything, but we were just talking during the break. Mm-hmm. Kelly Ripa really has the chest of an 11-year-old boy. I mean, this is
or lack thereof.
This is no news bulletin.
Yeah, but it's pretty noticeable when you look through some of these tabloids.
There's a lot of the tabloids that have the pictures of her, and she's a good-looking woman.
Very pretty.
On the
but
beach.
She's not like all the other Hollywood people that, you know, have had the fake ones.
But she could use some fake
she
ones.
Could.
She
could.
Really could.
She'd
I mean,
be something special if she,
she
could.
Is, she is a pirate's dream, a carpenter's dream.
Uh-huh. Right.
Flat as a board and easy to screw.
She, it's something. It's noticeable in some of these photos.
Just, there's nothing. There are pictures of her, and what was the one that Frieda and I were reading at the beach? Oh, the Inquirer, where it was Kelly Ripa wants a boob job, because apparently she had said something about it on the Regis show.
Right.
And then in the box below it was a totally fabricated story about how they're thinking about bringing Kathy Lee back.
Right. Oh,
because
that's funny.
Because there's such a generational gap between Regis and Kelly that they think bringing Kathy Lee back would be a way for Regis, as they wrote the article, for Regis to save his job.
Sure.
Wow.
Sure.
Like Regis
because he's sucking so much, because the show is struggling so much.
Right.
That is so funny.
Anyway.
Struggling.
Kelly Ripa. Let's just keep her in mind.
Yeah.
Let's take a good look at her. Really.
I hope she goes for it. I hope she makes the decision to really do it. She probably won't.
Who's the Sixth Sense kid? Haley Joel Osment? I bet he's probably bigger than she is. And he's not a fat kid.
Or as he is now, she's got Macaulay Culkin's chest.
Yes.
Because I saw him testify at the Michael Jackson trial.
Macaulay Culkin might have a little more going on. Might have a little more stuff happening.
He's got the beast on the lips.
Yes, he's got that. He's got that going for him, which is nice.
I think her chest is like Michael Stipe, the lead singer of R.E.M.
Conclave. It's concave.
She can lay down in bed and eat soup.
Eee!
That's fine.
Nasty. Not hot soup, Rob.
No.
I hope not.
Mike?
Yes?
You know, if you were having some, like, pot stickers or something,
mm-hmm.
if you were having some dish or egg rolls,
mm-hmm.
you could actually put the sweet and sour sauce.
Sure, or the hot mustard.
In one.
Yeah.
Again, think about her, though.
Yeah.
You don't want hot mustard. You could put...
She's delicate. She's fair-skinned.
Soy sauce.
Right.
Because if she lays down and there are...
Yeah, so don't put the Chinese mustard. If you put soy sauce there, don't put any wasabi in there.
Yeah. That would burn. We don't want to burden the poor girl.
Is it on fire, girl?
Here you go, boy. Your nipples on fire, girl. This is not burning you, girl.
Watch out. Do you like having wasabi on your chest?
Mike, how was it once you got down off your fancy jet to Bahamas?
Well, here's the
Bermuda. With your mama.
Yeah, the Bermuda. You get off the thing. You're not supposed to bitch about the prices, but it is without question the most expensive place I've ever seen. I mean, I haven't been all over the world.
Oh,
I've been,
yes, you have.
Oh, yes, in my private jet. I haven't had a chance yet to go around the world, but. Man, I mean, the one thing one of the cab drivers told me down there, they pay $6 a gallon for diesel gas.
Sure.
So that gives you a little perspective. And everything is like that, especially if you stay at a hotel. Everything is very, very expensive. And
that's why I camp out when I go there.
It'd be a lovely place to do that. It's a beautiful, beautiful island. And everything went well. Got to see the family. Was a little uptight because, you know, as I mentioned earlier during the previous break, I craved their approval.
Right.
And got down there and enjoyed myself. And we were going to play golf with a friend of mine that came down on the plane, also from my hometown now. And my brother-in-law and my nephew, and we were going to play Sunday at 12:30, and everything was going fine. Catherine had a cough, which was not really anything unusual. She had a cough like a kid will have a cough.
That's your older daughter.
It's my oldest daughter, right? My 9-year-old, right. And I went out to the golf course and got to the first tee, and you hear the guy say, "Is there a Michael Mara here?"
Oh,
yes, you have an urgent call. I can't really do I didn't work on it enough as far as the Bermudian accident. You have an urgent call back at the hotel. It's kind of this. It's kind of the Bahamas meets Britain.
Okay.
That's the accent. Urgent call, and then I walked up and he said, "The starter has the information for you there." And I walked in and he said, "Yes. Your daughter has a medical emergency."
Oh,
and
my.
As soon as I hear that,
no.
It's like somebody's taken a 2x4 and
right.
shoving it in my gut. You don't know what the hell's going on.
Right.
You don't know what it is. So I call back to the hotel, and life does move slowly on the island, because at this point he said, "I will call the hotel for you." Tick, tock, tick. And he was watching cricket. They watch cricket down
yeah.
there.
Sure they do.
So I think he was kind of into not having his game interrupted when he's watching his cricket. And there's cricket.
It's exciting.
And
first in town, the 15.
I watch him call.
There's the 7-Up guy.
Oh.
You know the guy I'm talking about.
Look
like.
Every hold
the cola, the cola nod.
He's pressing all the buttons very slowly. Mm-hmm. I finally go... He said, "Okay, I think this is the number." I'm like, "Yes, thank you, thank you." And the phone rings, and then there's nothing. It's like one of those European rings where it's
right.
And then I get the dot, 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 dot. I'm like, "It's not working." And then somebody comes by and says, "You have a call on the other line." So I pick it up, and it's my sister. My sister, who used to be an EMT, so when she says something, you listen. She said, "Catherine is having a little difficulty breathing." Which is freaking me out. But I know she's got a chest cold, so it's something. I said, "Well, how is it serious?" She said, "Well, she's using, she goes in all this medical terminology, but she doesn't blow stuff out of proportion." So I'm immediately, saying, "I got to get back." And fortunately, made it back. She was doing fine, but it was determined that we should probably take her to a doctor. Well, it's the weekend, and just like here in the States,
weekend
like
here, have a can of beer. Yeah, right?
Everybody's having a can of beer, and the only place in town is the one hospital they have on the island. My friend Demetrius, who was with me, he came back and he said,
"Hello, Mike." I am Demetrius.
He doesn't talk like that. No.
He doesn't matter,
no.
Mike.
He
really doesn't matter.
He's not from the island.
I'm Demetrius.
He's from back here.
Oh!
No. He doesn't sound like that.
Sure.
So, get there. She's doing okay because she's a cool kid, but it's determined we should go to the emergency room. And I am, I'm glad my sister was there because I was a little freaked out. I don't know about stuff like this. And we take the half an hour cab ride to get to the, to this hospital. And I'm just, you know, look, as I said, it's an island that is very, it's not like a third world country. It's a very well developed island. I don't know anything about their medical system, and we walk in.
I know you're concerned about your daughter, and you didn't know what was happening.
I was freaked out.
Did you take any solace in the fact that she's 9, right?
She's 9 years old.
That she's probably already got a better body than Kelly Ripa?
No. At that particular time, I couldn't.
Never entered your mind?
I couldn't react to that. In fact, I wasn't even thinking. You know, other times, I'm always thinking like that. But at this particular time, I wasn't. We get to the hospital with the cab ride, and we walk in, and it looks like any emergency room you would see. So I breathe a sigh of relief. But what I notice is all over the walls, they have posters about asthma. Asthma here. Here are your symptoms. Cover your mouth if you have to cough. Wheezing, which she had. Coughing, difficulty breathing.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking around and I'm going, Jesus, I mean, what is this the, is, this is, did you, you know, usually, what?
Did you ever think that maybe she's just allergic to luxury?
I certainly hope not. She could get used to that.
Not my daughter!
But you know how you can tell with a kid, when a kid stops talking, and Catherine's got, you know, a lot of energy, and she's just kind of staring off into space.
Right.
And Kathy said she was kind of, you know, you could see, like, her auxiliary muscles on her side as she was really struggling to get a breath.
Wow.
And I, you know, as I said, I hate to be father of the year, but I'm not sure I would have brought her into an ER because it would have been, you know, yeah, she's got a cough, it's not that big a deal. As soon as they bring her in there, you see this stuff where they have the asthma signs, and they put this thing on her finger, which I guess I'm not a doctor, so I don't know what I'm talking about, but it measures how much oxygen is getting into your blood.
Yeah.
You know what
right.
I'm talking about?
Yeah, right.
And she was depleted in that area, so she was not getting the right amount of oxygen. And it was very quick. It was quicker than ERs are here in the States. We actually got back, and then we met the doctor. Hello. I call him the swashbuckler. He's like the Bluebeard, the pirate that washed up on the beach at Bermuda, but his head is shaved and he doesn't have any facial hair. For anybody that ever saw the TV show Oz, you know the old bald guy on Oz.
Absolutely.
Okay. This is what this guy's face looks like.
Give him
like.
The other one because
the
I
other one is he was the guy that was head of the Daily Planet in not the Daily Planet the
yeah, in
the
in Spider-Man.
In Spider-Man. He
Peter Parker's
boss.
J.J. Jameson.
At the newspaper.
Right. Yes. Yeah, the Daily Bugle.
The Daily Bugle. This is the guy. He comes walking in. And he walks in, and it almost startles us because we're sitting there, and Catherine's lying down in this little